The highlight of my 18-year career was being nominated in the Queen's New Year's Honours in 2019.
Wow. What for?
So I was on my way to work one morning in Aldershot. That's where I was based at the time. I served for 15 years in the infantry and then was probably one of five males only ever to transfer to the Army Welfare Service. So my first post in service of that role was based in Aldershot. I was going to work one morning, and to cut a long story short, there was a two-vehicle collision, and the police said at the time they probably hit each other at about 100 mile an hour. One of the cars in particular was a Ford Focus, and they hit each other that much. The engine, when I stopped behind them, was out on impact. And I don't know how I did it, but I managed to rip the car doors off two of them and pull them both out and triage them before they both exploded. So not only did I get them out and bring them to safety, I actually saved the lives, and one of them was a serving army major who was on his way to work at the time as well. A complete freak accident. I'll never know the full story. Maybe one of them was speeding too much and looking at his phone. But they hit each other, yeah, and luckily that morning I was coming round early morning and got them both out before their vehicles exploded.
Incredible.
Yeah, I was nominated in the Queen's New Year's Honours for that and got a GSC's commendation for it. So yeah, and I didn't expect it. It was quite a strange moment, really, when you get the phone call before. In fact, I thought someone was winding me up. I got the phone call, I think, 3 days before, and it was the head of the British Army, Nick Carter, General Nick Carter, who I was going back to Manchester, and the phone rang withheld number. And the phone was like, "Hi, is this Sergeant Bridges?" I'm like, speaking. I'm like, "I'm on leave." He's like, "Yeah, my name's General Nick Carter, da da da." And I put the phone down. I was like, "Yeah, whatever." And I put the phone down. And it was only when I got to Manchester, I thought, "Okay, I better ring this back just in case." And he was genuinely the head of the British Army. And he just said, "Look, don't worry. These things happen. It does happen. Congratulations. You've been nominated for a CGS commendation for services to welfare and bravery." So yeah, that was a real nice one. Yeah, that's probably been the highlights of my military career.